T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back, Mark.
I wish I wasn't back. I'm just going to tell you right now. I wish I was still in Florida. But hey, good afternoon, everyone, as I kind of segue back. And look, let me start with a couple observations, and we're going to get right into the masking stuff that I predicted before I left. Some of you might remember. I said, look, by the time I get back, it would not surprise me if we're back to mask mandates in St. Louis. And of course, lo and behold, for those of you who will follow on Twitter, I told you about this last Tuesday. I was tipped off. It didn't happen, I guess, officially until today. But before I get into all of that, let me make, Sue, 4 observations, okay?
All right.
Outside,
number 1.
Outside of politics and outside of COVID and masking and things like that. We lost to France in basketball.
Yeah.
The USA lost to France in basketball, okay? Second, Frank Cusimano owes me milkshakes because the Milwaukee Bucks, fear the deer, came
fear
back
the deer.
And won the NBA championship.
Yep.
Number 3, the Cardinals still suck. Number 4, we lost to France in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I can see, I tweeted this yesterday, I can see, you know, maybe archery. Maybe we're not going to get the gold or the silver or the bronze in archery, but in basketball? And then Greg Popovich, this guy, the coach, there's no better person to have this happen to because he'll blame Trump somehow. That's what he does.
Oh, I'm not, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. He'll kind of try to wind it back, his terrible performance. So we'll see what happens. So there was a tweet from the esteemed mayor of St. Louis, Tashara Jones. I think it was a couple of days ago, but I had to retweet it today, given the nature of the mask mandates and everything coming into play. She said this: our top priority is protecting the health, safety, and well-being of the people of St. Louis City and County. Sorry, it's hard for me to get that out. It really is. Nobody is surprised that the Attorney General plans to file yet another frivolous lawsuit to serve his own political ambitions. He was talking, and Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General, is going to come on a little bit later on this afternoon to explain that. But let me clear something up for the mayor. The murder to COVID ratio in her city is probably about 20-1 right now when it comes to deaths, at least. So some guy, Mark Bernstein, I want to congratulate you for not being very smart. And he kind of shut up after I responded because he said 538 COVID deaths to 92 homicides as of June 30th. Is that, and by the way, there's more than that since June 30th. Is that the ratio you mean? So about 5.85-1 COVID to homicides. I said, how about you try the real math here, Sparky, okay? Let's take out the total COVID deaths because that's what he's using. He's using the total COVID deaths since last March, 538. And then let's add the total murder since last March, which, by the way, that's upwards of 300-something, right?
Yeah.
And let's add in the numbers from this year because I'm just talking about what we are at right now with the murder numbers. So we've had 92, probably, let's say 95. And how many COVID deaths in St. Louis this year? Very few.
Yeah.
Now, I get that it's well beyond deaths, and we're going to talk about that. But I asked him, I said, I'm talking about current numbers. Get back to me. And he has not gotten back to me. But look, I'm livid about this, and my wife will tell you, as I'm coming back from the Fort Myers, Florida area on Friday afternoon, we got back late Friday night, I'm seeing all this stuff starting to kick in, and I'm just losing my you-know-what, because it's completely opposite of what we should do. We're not using, I mean, if we are supposed to follow the science, we're told through this whole pandemic, follow the science. We're doing anything but following the science. Former St. Louis County Police Chief, current County Councilman Tim Fitch is with me this afternoon because there was a news conference between the King of St. Louis County, Sam Page, and the Queen of St. Louis, Tashara Jones, enforcing the mask mandates again. Chief, how are you this afternoon? What can you do about this? I don't have him there. All right, here's this. This is, and I'm just going to tell folks right now as I get going, because my level of frustration this week, Sue, I'm going to telegraph right now. I don't have control. You're going to have to get Jake, because someone's going to have to punch that in, and Dave and Andrew are not here, so I don't know how to get him in. Chief, are you there? Hang on a second here. There are certain things that the host does and certain things that the host is not capable of doing yet, and this is certainly one of those things. There you go.
Sure.
All right. So what can you do about this at this point, and what have you done up until this point?
Well, I popped into the press conference that the mayor had and the county executive had this morning uninvited. When they were finished, I stepped up to the podium and I said, so here's the other side of this. Sam Page has no authority to do this. He has no legal authority to do what he just told you he's doing. So he issued this health order, and there was a change in state law that took effect the 15th of June that the General Assembly passed and the governor signed that basically says it's up to the local government, the governing body, to enact any of these health ordinances or health mandates. So Sam completely went around that and decided he'd do it on his own. And his real argument, which is very interesting, Mark, his argument is, well, it's a mandate, but it's really not a mandate. So you like that. So here's
what does that mean, by the way? What does that
mean? I want to read one sentence to you out of his health order that was issued this morning. This order does not directly or indirectly close, partially close, or place restrictions on the opening of or access to any business organization, church, school, or any other place of public or private gatherings. So if it doesn't affect any of those, what does it do? And the answer is it doesn't do anything. So this was a bogus health mandate that he threw out there. And what's interesting is, and God bless the media, but they usually just listen to what he says and figure it must be right.
Of course.
They don't really question it. They don't read these things. I was just talking to a reporter a few minutes ago who said, you know what, this is what his director of communications told us, is they have the authority to do it by state law. And you believe that? You know, remember when they said they had the authority to kick out Rita Days as the chair and Mark Harder as the vice chair?
They were wrong about that, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Every attorney they ever talked to that they swore and pounded the table knew what they were doing. They were wrong. And I'm telling you, once again, they are wrong, and they're trying to try to get the public to believe it. But you really have to understand the really underlying issue is why did they do this? And to get that answer, you go to Tashara Jones's proclamation that she issued. And I don't know if you had a chance to see that. This is about giving her emergency authority to spend money. You know, the battle that she's had with the Board of Aldermen over the ARPA funds. The Board of Aldermen wanted to spend it one way. She wants to spend it another way. So what she did is she said, hey, Sam, give me some cover here. Do this in the county, too. Issue this masking thing, and I'll put in my masking thing that I have authority to spend this money without their approval. And that's what she did, which is really rather stunning. That, and I'll have to tell you, I'll give the Post-Dispatch credit. They're at least on that, and they see that, and they've said, is that what you're doing here? And she said, that's under consideration, to take over complete control of this money. So when it comes down to it, Mark, you might probably aren't surprised. This is all about money. It's not about masking. But the bottom line is, what can we, the county council, do?
Right.
So tomorrow night, the council will meet. It's a regular Tuesday 6:30 meeting in Clayton. And I will have a motion on the floor. It's on the agenda. And I will ask the council members to terminate this health order. And we will take a vote. And I need 4 of 7 votes. I feel pretty comfortable that we will do it. And then what I expect to happen is I expect Sam Page to say what they just did wasn't legal. Listen to me. What I did was legal, not what they did was legal. They're doing it for political purposes. They're trying to kill grandma, you name it. He'll say all of those things. And at the end of the day, we will see the public, you know, will know what's going on. They will hear what's going on. And my guess is that maybe Sam Page will sue us like he did over the chair vice chair thing. We'll see.
But under that circumstance, you're trying to get the order to be vacated, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Terminated. The state statute says we can terminate it at any point.
But that would have to be, let's say that you do that, because the process always gets confusing. I mean, if they sue, they'll keep the mandate in place until a judge tells them otherwise?
No, it's the other way.
Okay.
It's terminated unless a judge says otherwise.
Good, good. But so by tomorrow night, we could find out that this thing is terminated.
That's true.
Okay.
That's absolutely true. Now, he'll claim that we have no legal authority to do it because it's really not a mandate. Okay, then I want to hear you say it's not really a mandate. And if it's not a mandate, why'd you do it?
Right, right.
Help me out with this, Sam.
What
is it?
Here's what they both said today.
People can't wait. These numbers are too alarming to ignore. We, as healthcare professionals and as elected officials, can't stand idly by while this new Delta variant takes more and more victims.
Especially in the African American community, only 23% of African Americans are vaccinated, and yet we're over 75% of new cases.
I do believe.
Are they talking about, I'm not sure why that played there, but are they talking about a situation where they think the St. Louis County numbers are troubling, or that the Missouri numbers are troubling, the Greene County numbers are troubling? Because seemingly they're doing this as a preventative measure, but they're basing it on number. I don't know what they're basing it on because they haven't told us, right?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And think of this, too. I have somebody that works at the Mercy Hospital Systems, and she told me that more than 70% of the people in their hospitals for COVID are from outside the St. Louis City and County area.
Exactly.
So we're going to shut down St. Louis County because individuals from Phelps County are in our hospitals and they're being treated.
Utterly
that's what
ridiculous.
We're doing, right?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Right, which makes no sense whatsoever. It has never made any sense. All right, so at this point, though, Chief, stay tuned for tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. So we'll have an answer tomorrow night one way or the other. By the way, even if for some reason the vote fails and the order stays in place, it automatically expires per the state law in 30 days unless the council votes to extend it. So I really have good faith, and I think the council members have been well-educated now on what this is really about. It's about politics. It's about taking care of Sam and Tashara. They really want the national media coverage. By the way, CNN was there today at the press conference. They want that national.
They want to be able
to say when Sam runs for office next year, look what I did to save lives. We were the first right behind Los Angeles County to do this, and look how many lives we saved. That's what it's about, politics.
Yeah, but by the way, you know, I don't know if anyone asked them this at the news conference today, but you can make a strong case. I think other elected officials have made a strong case. I have Dr. Mark Siegel coming on a little bit later this afternoon. I have a hard time believing he'll disagree with me on this point, that this is actually counterproductive to the goal of getting people vaccinated.
Yep. I was on a radio program this morning, and they said, can you stay for a couple phone calls? Sure. So one guy calls me and goes, I really want to thank Sam Page for doing this. I really do. And he goes, I didn't get vaccinated, but now that I know everybody else has to wear a mask, I'm not going to wear one ever. I mean, I'm going to wear one, but I am not going to get the vaccine.
Right.
Is what
exactly.
He said.
Right. And I think that sentiment is going to be repeated. So if the goal, look, what we know here is the vaccine is working. What we also know is masks have not worked very well. And this is the thing that frustrates me about masks is you would think listening to Sam Page and Tashara that mask efficacy is at like 90%, the opposite of what it is. The mask efficacy, especially a cloth mask that you're not, you know, washing on a regular basis, might be 17%, right? Most of the people that I know that got COVID, by the way, last year, they told me they had masks on. They don't know how they got it because they had their masks on.
My sister got COVID and she's recovered 100%, but she wore a mask, as she would say, religiously.
So how would you respond? This is one of the questions I'm going to have, I'm sure, this afternoon. But how do you respond then to people? I've already gotten this on Twitter. Look, Councilman Fitch, this is very little for you to sacrifice to have to put on a mask again. You know, I guess I just did it on an airplane for the first time in 3 months. I didn't have to wear a mask. But for those of us to be asked, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't believe with this. Just to simply wear a mask again to hopefully reduce these numbers. How do you respond to that position?
Well, I am married to an RN who is a frontline healthcare worker, and she absolutely says it's the most ridiculous thing she's ever seen and heard. I have to trust her. My doctor said, and I have allergies, you really need to get the vaccine, and I did. So I encourage people to get the vaccine if their healthcare physician suggests that they do. My wife finally reluctantly got the vaccine because she wasn't being allowed to go into hospitals without it. So I will tell you that there are healthcare, including physicians and infectious disease physicians I've talked to, that absolutely think this masking thing is a huge waste of time. And by the way, what's the end game here? When does it end?
Well, that's my question. And I think the answer is it never ends. That's one of the fears that I think a lot of us have. Chief, keep us posted, okay?
Yep. Will do.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. I'm going to open up the phone lines on this here this afternoon and see where people are. I did reach out to some business owners. So one friend that owns a business told me that they basically instructed employees not to bother customers. If the customers want to come in without masks, that's fine. They said about 3/4 of the people coming in did wear masks today. But here's something else I'm getting from Brad Young this afternoon, who you've been hearing fill. He says, the terms of the new law do not take effect until August 28th unless there's an emergency clause. The emergency clause was voted down. So that may, if that's the case, that may give Sam Page and Tashara Jones a little bit of wiggle room. Let's open up the phone lines, though. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. I don't know if people, I took calls a couple weeks ago on vaccinations and where people were on that. I don't know if anyone has changed their mind on that. In my mind at this point, here's what's happening, okay? You either had this thing and you have natural immunity, which, by the way, is a pretty important component of this, and sometimes I ignore it. You've been vaccinated. Well, you're unvaccinated, and you're going to get this thing. I mean, it's running through the population. There are a few things about the variant that we know. It's more infectious, does not appear to be as deadly. There are some breakthrough infections, but for the most part, the vaccine, here's what I was told Friday. I was at the airport. There was somebody who was a BJC nurse, said, we got, you know, out of the 100 people we have in the ICU on vents, 97 have not been vaccinated. The other three had one shot, so they were half-vaxxed, and that's what caused the numbers. It's not that tough to figure out what's happening out there. There is a way. Like, I was thinking about it this way. If only there was a way that we could put something in someone's arms. Hang on, Sue. Hold on, Sue, because I messed that up. And maybe reduce the number of infections. We'll get back into that in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
314-241-9797. Sue Thomas with traffic. I tried so hard on vacation to stay away from the news, and I just simply couldn't do it. And I blew up on Twitter last week. Some people might have noticed on the whole Kim Gardner debacle, which is once again embarrassed St. Louis. And Jeff Pegues and Bill Whitaker from CBS. Interestingly enough, they didn't respond to me on Twitter.
I saw your tweet, yeah. And I also saw no response. What a surprise.
You know, and Jeff Pegues responded to me real sharply when all this happened. When he swooped into town and I called him out, he's like,
wait, remind me who he is.
He's the CBS reporter. He's not the 60 Minutes guy. He's the other biased CBS reporter. Hard to keep them separated. But yeah, they do this, you know, puff piece, kissing the butt of Kim Gardner, come in here. They don't know what's happening in St. Louis. You have first-degree murder charges that haven't been followed up. You have apparently have forgeries in the office. I mean, she shouldn't even have a law office and or law license, and you still have people, Democrats in this town, who are unwilling to call her out, elected leaders. Like, let's say the mayor or the former mayor. But back to the COVID stuff here, because I'm going to take some calls. Hang on. Going to be a lively afternoon, I can figure. This is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci basically saying over the weekend he thinks that we're, and there's a follow-up to this. This is why I want to play it. He says, well, we're heading in the wrong direction right now.
In the wrong direction. We have the tools to do this. This is an unnecessary predicament we're putting ourselves in.
He's talking about the vaccine, and I tend to agree with him on that. So here's Peter Ducey with Jen Psaki.
Dr. Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that?
Well, I would say first what he was referring to is the fact that because there is still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, that more people are getting sick with COVID. And that's not, those numbers are not moving in the right direction. I think that's accurate and you can see it by data.
So there is truth to that. Now, the seriousness of the vaccine or the seriousness of the COVID infection is like it always has been. It varies from person to person. I saw one of the biased CBS reporters this morning watching CBS Morning News, and they talked to three different people who were in ICUs. I can't remember where they were. I think it was down south somewhere. Each one of them was either obese or had diabetes or an underlying condition, another underlying condition. So the younger people We know what's happening. Most younger people are fine. Kids don't get this. Older people die. If you have an underlying condition, you potentially can get very, very sick. So I did ask some questions a couple of weeks ago about why people are still refusing to get vaccinated. I don't get it. I know that there are people that have personal reasons, and we took calls from some of those folks. But is this moving the needle? Because enforcing a mask mandate in St. Louis City and St. Louis County when nobody else outside of Los Angeles has one, which should tell you something right there, that's not going to fix things. I know that Sam Page thinks it's going to. It didn't work the first time. It didn't work the second time. It's not going to work this time. So where does this take us? That's another question I have. Are we heading into the situation now in the fall where it's going to be lockdowns, more masks, kids with masks in school? I don't want that. I do not want that. Matthew, you're on 97.1 KFTK. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good.
Did I just hear you say, I'm not sure if you said that people not wearing masks, people not getting the shot or refusing to get the shot has maybe forced mask mandate?
Restate the question. Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Look, we're doing it. What they're doing, they're enforcing another mask mandate because not enough people are getting vaccinated. So they think that making people who have been vaccinated wear masks, which is idiotic and unnecessary. And to this date, the CDC has not reversed themselves on that. They've made it very clear if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. The reason that we're being asked to wear a mask if we're vaccinated is to make people feel better. This is all about virtue signaling. There's nothing about this that's going to reduce the amount of infection. So
no,
what's the point? The only the thing that has worked has been the vaccine, not masks. You say well, but what do you mean by that?
Okay, the vaccine has certainly helped. The point that
Matthew, I kind of call it as I see it. And when you have 100 people in an ICU and the people on ventilators, 98% of them have not been vaccinated, doesn't that kind of indicate something? Or is that a coincidence?
So certainly it has helped.
Significantly. It's allowed the rest of us to live our lives.
Great.
Okay. I don't know if you want to live your life. I kind of want to live my life.
Well, and I do. I live my life. But we have politicians who are using one rationale or another, to insist on masks when I think the bottom line is the money grab or the control
of the
money.
Well, that's part of it. No doubt about that.
Well, I think it's a huge part of it. The city of St. Louis has money to spend, and it will be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night at the county council, but it will also be interesting to see what Tashara Jones does now that she has is it an emergency order, Mark? What's it called?
Well, that's where now I'm confused because Brad just told me. You're talking about what they did today, right, with the emergency
I'm talking about the order that you've got to wear a mask.
Right. I don't know what it's specifically called, so I'll have to – wait on that, and I'll find out for sure.
Well,
the point is what?
Does it give her the authority then to reach for federal dollars because this order's in place?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that completely. We'll see if we can find out, but thanks for the call. Gina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I have four very quick points. One, I agree with you. I think that making people wear masks is just going to keep people who are on the fence about getting a vaccine to say, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Why take whatever risk there is in getting a vaccine if I still have to go through all this stuff?
Right. I think you're right. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'd like to see some studies that show masking really works. Thirdly, and to me more importantly,
let me address that one. Hold on, because I think there are studies that show that masking has been somewhat effective, but again, the efficacy is very low. It's 1 out of 5. And keep in mind, the only way, two things: cloth masks don't work as well. The cheaper masks don't work as well. The N95 do, but you have to replace them all the time, and most people don't have that. So, people don't use them the way they're supposed to.
Correct, but. Thirdly, or secondly, for me, what's more important is I have kids in high school. They were freshmen last year. This year, they're sophomores. They don't even know what half of their classmates look like because they have classes with upperclassmen. Is this, I mean, are there any psychologists on this pandemic task force that can look at how this is affecting interpersonal communication between kids at all grade levels?
That is a huge, it's a huge issue. And there should be people on the task force. What we do know is there has been some research. There have been medical professionals that have warned about this. And I think you know this, Gina, that we won't know the full extent of that until a lot of this is over. But there are huge impacts to that, which we don't talk about enough.
Exactly. And that's really critical to me, having children in that system. How are they, I mean, you know, sports and everything else. I mean, it's all affected by these mandates and the social distancing and all this. And thirdly, and I think this is really important, if St. Charles County and the other surrounding counties aren't doing this, not that I think they should, mind you, because I don't think it's very effective, but they're not doing this. So one, people such as myself are going to go out to St. Charles County to do my shopping, especially in this 90-degree heat. Yeah. I don't want to be wearing a mask that I don't think is effective. I've had COVID and I've had my vaccine. So I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Yeah, you're right. And so, look, I'm in a situation where I live about a mile and a half from the border of Jefferson County. I do a lot of my grocery shopping. There's a Walmart in High Ridge. I'm going there because I don't want to go to the stores. And by the way, the other thing I think is important here, because I'm angry about this, and I know a lot of you are angry, I don't necessarily really want to take it out on the 16, 17-year-old kid that's in the grocery store telling you to put a mask on. My hope would be, and by the way, thanks for the call, my hope would be that a lot of these employers are going to take a, you know, wait-and-see approach and say, look, okay, we're going to do the mask thing. Let's not heavily enforce it and get the customers angry. But on the other hand, oh gosh, I can't wait for the wear mask crowd to come back because they're the virtue signalers and they can wave fingers in people's faces that they're not wearing masks. Daryl, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, seatbelts don't work all the time. Motorcycle helmets don't work all the time, but they do help some. So the mask will help some. I agree with the mayor, and I agree with the guy in St. Louis County. I mean, but people who don't want to wear a mask, don't wear it. I mean, it's just they trying to help, and the people that's against it, it's about a money thing. As they worrying about the restaurants and so on, losing money. It is crazy. I mean, but it's the same people that's complaining about it. You know, the mask is going to help if somebody have it. They won't be transmitted to people that don't have it if they wear a mask. We hear the same story over and over and over again. I mean, so just like we heard the former clown, the president, was saying that he was the one that started all this with the vaccination and so on and so on.
Well, he kind of was.
He said the president that we have here now is not doing a good job with it. Let's get the politics out of it.
But see, Daryl, the problem is the politics are, I don't know why the politics are still in it, but the politics are still in it for whatever reason. And there's still people, and I've said this repeatedly, and I'm going to say it again now. You have religious reasons. You have, maybe you are trying to get pregnant. You're worried about that. There are people that have good reasons to hold back on the vaccine. I think Bill Gates is implanting a chip in my brain from the vaccine. That's not a good reason. And if you're in that camp, I got nothing for you. All right, back to the calls here. Here's Dr. Fauci, though, kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth. Not exactly anything new here.
At this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. And the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection. So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations.
Okay. It is, though, because Dr. Fauci, you've told us, and the CDC has told us, now they're going to reverse this, that if you're vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask. But now the reason to wear a mask is to make everybody else feel better and to make it look like we're doing something to reduce the number of infections. It's insanity. We've had it since the start of the pandemic. And unless the St. Louis County Council does something about it, I got nothing for you if you're in the city, okay? You're stuck with Mayor Jones. Congratulations and good luck. Nothing for you there. But in St. Louis County, there might be just a little bit of hope. Dave, you're next on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been involved intimately with this whole issue since February of 2020. And the real issue we should be talking about is why we have the silly arrangement, the ridiculous arrangement we have with people that have great conflicts of interest too, or managers who are not epidemiologists or doctors, medical doctors calling the shots. Sam Garza, his job is to make money for Mercy Hospital. He, on his page, he's a social justice community health person. Him and Carter Dredge, who's his right-hand guy, their goal is to convert Mercy Health from the fee-for-service model, which means the doctor-client relationship, to community health, where bean counters, it's basically the Canadian model, single payer, and that's what they're headed towards. They are actually doing that right now at Mercy. So he's got huge conflicts of interest. He should not be running anything, and we need to get rid of him. And then the Missouri Department of Health and Human Service, Senior Services, they have a lot of ties with Big Pharma, which is automatically a conflict of interest. And then also...
Well, what's the overall point here? Because, first of all, it's Dr. Alex Garza, and I understand that he was in the Obama administration. I know what you're saying about some of the potential conflicts, but what's your overall issue?
Well, the overall point is that the governor's original order should not have given the authority for political people to be running the show. He should have created a citizens commission operating under the auspices and the authority of the Missouri legislature, when the commission was staffed with private physicians, doctors, epidemiologists who do not work for any major hospital, yeah, and therefore do not have another.
Well, that might have been a little tough to not get people from major hospitals. But to your point, Dr. McCarry is going to come on here from Johns Hopkins tomorrow, and he said all along, I mean, I think this is a little different than what you're saying, Dave, but why was it that from the very beginning we're only relying on a couple of voices in public health? Why not different opinions? We never got that. And part of that's the media's fault.
Well, but you see, the thing is we're relying on the wrong people. We could ask you to also call the shots for St. Louis County, and you might make some strange recommendations.
But everyone's going to make different recommendations. You know,
but
it doesn't matter if you want to say someone's on the dole or not on the dole. Everyone is going to have different recommendations. Dr. McCarry has different recommendations, and he's an epidemiologist. He's a specialist at Johns Hopkins than Dr. Fauci. He disagrees with Dr. Fauci on some of the approaches.
Yeah. Well, we'll get better recommendations from people, but what we could do would be to make it so that leave it. I mean, we still want to have somebody in the county. We need to replace Garza, get somebody else in there who doesn't have conflict. But what happens is when...
Well, I don't think Dr. Garza is the problem, because he's the guy that's given the numbers. I've interviewed him dozens of times, and I've disagreed with him on a lot of things. The people who are making the decisions are the people in power, and that's Sam Page and, unfortunately, Mayor Jones. And luckily, we have Governor Parson on the other side of that, and some of the Republicans in the legislature and also in the county council doing the right thing. Tony, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I just, with Biden really wants to get the people vaccinated, and he's always talking or jumping around the fence about whether it's a mandate or not. All he has to do to emphasize that the vaccinations should be taken is to mandate that all federal employees be vaccinated. He is the boss of the largest employment company in the world, the federal government. So if he mandated that all federal workers need to be vaccinated, it would have a major impact. And I would like to see what the results of those federal workers, how many of them would say, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated.
Well, you raise a very interesting point. And Bill de Blasio, I was looking for the audio here, because I think Bill de Blasio basically did that in New York. And yeah, you're right. He could do that. And there are people that are advocating for him to do that right now. Do you think you're saying that that would have an effect on the rest of the public?
Yeah. I mean, if he's taken his shot and he's urging everybody else to do it, and he's asking companies, you know, to dance around the edges to mandate that their employees, you know, get vaccinated. Like I said, he employs millions of people.
Put your money where your mouth is. It's not the first time I've heard that suggestion. I understand it completely. Thank you for calling. Sean, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Do me a favor, turn your radio down for me also.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Okay.
Although I got a bunch of echo here. Sean, I'm going to put you back on hold. See if you can call back, because I think that's more than just the delay. Give us a ring back. Jake will take care of you. Mary, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Mark. I totally agree with you, and I was just wondering if at some point in time you can educate us here in St. Louis County about are there any stats on the incidence of COVID outbreaks in like Schnucks or Deerbergs or Lowe's or Home Depot and all the places where we're now mandated to wear a mask even though we're fully vaccinated?
Well, you would,
and,
Mary, why would you want to ask legitimate questions of our public officials and questions that might actually... No, you raise an excellent point. You know, Jane's been on this on Twitter today because they're not offering any data. They're not... This has happened throughout the whole pandemic. Again, there is no good reason to enforce a mask mandate again in St. Louis City or St. Louis County. The only reason is because the cases are exploding again. But they're not telling us how or why. Well, I know why. It's because people aren't vaccinated. So that's the why. So the answer to that is putting masks on people who are vaccinated. No. That's not going to work. And by the way, what percentage of the people not getting vaccinated are going to say the hell with it with the mask as well? I'd say pretty high percentage.
Well, I think the mayor of St. Louis just admitted that most of her population is unvaccinated. They have a problem there. So so St. Louis County is covering for that problem, I guess, right now.
Yeah.
We're going along with that.
Right.
What's the percentage of people in St. Louis County that are vaccinated? Do we know the difference between the two? Is there a stark difference?
Yeah,
a little difference?
There is. There are some numbers on that, and I think there's. It also depends on demographics, right? If you see in North County, North St. Louis, North County, the numbers are very different. One thing to your point, you know, there's then, and I've seen a lot of figures on this, even in the past week, because on vacation I started dabbling around. But there is an indication when it comes to the number of unvaccinated people. The media narrative, the CNN narrative, the New York Times as well, it's all these, you know, redneck idiots in Missouri and elsewhere. But that's not true, as you probably know, because it's also people in urban areas. And for some African Americans in particular, they have good reason to not trust the government. But that is a big part of the equation. There's no doubt about it. You know, there was something else that I saw. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. This was interesting. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, this might have been in a text, not in a tweet. I was stunned by this. Jane Duker told me this over the weekend because I was hitting her up on some of this stuff. And she said, maybe she texted that to, or maybe she tweeted. Anyway, the bottom line was, I didn't want to represent this or misrepresent it, that, Sue, get this. They still have a policy where if you send something to county government, it can't be opened for 2 days.
What?
Why was
that instituted?
Well, because I suppose they thought you can get this thing from surfaces.
Here it is.
Do you know that if you're submitting permit information to St. Louis County, you have to drop it in a box and the bureaucrats don't touch the paper for 2 days because of COVID? Now, there is literally a better percentage chance, and I went over the numbers a few weeks ago, that the planet will be hit by an asteroid than getting COVID from a surface or outdoors. Better chance that we get hit from an asteroid. But that's not stopping people from having idiotic rules like that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.